So here's some simple instructions on how to handle change in your life. On your message machine, on your cell phone, you can put, I'm not available right now, but thank you for caring enough to call. I'm making some changes in my life. Please leave a message after the beep. If I don't return your call, you are one of the changes. So knowledge is the precursor to experience. The more knowledge you have, the more prepared you are for an experience. All of the information that we talked about today is a language to help you understand exactly the process of transformation and the process of creation. We all have had experiences in our life that have branded us emotionally. And when we're children, we have events that occur. We can't quite figure out why they occur. And with children, most of our attention when we're children is in our inner world, on how we feel. And so when we have events that take place in our life, they alter us emotionally, and we begin to pay attention to what caused it outside of us. And if we have caregivers and people that take care of us who are acting in conflicting ways, it changes us biologically. And because we don't really have any analytical facilities to process what happens, it just kind of encodes into our subconscious system. You with me? So then we have these events that occur in our life, and we have these feelings, and what we do is we spend a lot of our life putting all of our attention on our outer world. We start to develop relationships with friends, we move to different places, we go to college, we go to high school, we buy things, we get married, we get divorced, we get married again, you buy more things, you buy, you know, all of that stuff happens. And what occurs is that we spend a lot of our time creating an identity by identifying with things in our external world. You get the idea? And the external world is made up of people you know and things that you own and places that you've lived and places you're going to go and experiences that you've had. So if we share the same experiences, we share the same emotions and feelings. And if we share the same emotions and feelings, we share the same energy, because emotions are energy in motion. So we begin to bond by a field of information beyond space and time. And so now we are connected because we can relate with each other. And as long as you don't change, everything's going to be great, right? So then we have this gap that begins to form. This is who we really are inside. This is how we really feel. And then this is the identity that we identify with the world. We create this persona, this image, this facade, based on all the things that we've experienced on our external reality. So after 12 or 14 years old, we start developing our individuality, and we identify with all the things and people in our external environment to distract us from what? This feeling. So you don't have to pay attention to the feeling, because you could put all of your attention on your external world, and you can learn things, and you can go to college and develop a career and get married and have kids. And all of that stuff works really good for a period of time. Then all of a sudden, somewhere in your life, in your late 30s and 40s, all of a sudden you can predict the feeling of every experience you're going to have in your life. You know how it's going to feel. When you get to this point where all of a sudden you can predict the feeling of everything that's going to happen in your life, you've stopped learning and you start feeling. And feelings become the barometer for you to evaluate your future. And if familiar feelings are a record of the past, then for the most part, your past is your future. How many people are with me? So this is called the midlife crisis, right? And this is the moment the soul is trying to wake you up. And it's saying to you, pay attention to this feeling. Come on, look at this feeling. And so all of a sudden now, people start looking at this feeling, and all of the people and things and places and all of that stuff, spinning plates to keep all of this going, keeping this identity going, they start breaking their emotional agreements with everyone and everything. You know, we're bonded. We have an emotional agreement. You suffer, you talk about your problems. I suffer and talk about my problems. Hey, we can relate. And so all of a sudden now, you start breaking those contracts with everyone in your life. You start saying, you know what? I don't love you. You know why? Because I don't even know what love is. And those people that we hang out with, I'm done. They're a bunch of fakes. I don't want to talk. I don't want to fake it any longer. You start saying, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that. I don't. What's the meaning of life? Why am I doing all this? Why am I keeping all of this going? Because everything, when it's all over, this feeling won't go away. Because you've experienced everything that life has to offer. You've had relationships, you've had betrayal, you've had successes, you've had failures, you felt guilty, you felt like a failure, you felt like a success. You've had all those dynamics. And at the end, there's nothing left to experience. And all of a sudden now, this feeling won't go away. And this is the moment you start looking at this feeling and you start telling the truth about who you are. And then all of your friends that you have all these emotional bonds with, their feelings get hurt. I liked you better the other way. You hurt my feelings. So then what happens very naturally is that they all huddle together and they say, let's bring her to the doctor. And so they bring it to the doctor and the doctor gives you some chemicals and what happens? Return right back to the same identity. You with me? Now, other people, they're going to reinvent themselves. And so you know what they're going to do, right? They're going to create more possessions to reinvent themselves. They're going to buy the sports car, the boat. They're going to go on vacation to a new place. They're going to join the social club and meet new people that are important. And then they find out that those people, when they get to know them, have more problems than they do. But when the novelty of the new thing, the car, the boat, wears off, or you return back from your vacation and the experience is over, or you've met those people and you realize they're no different than you, all of a sudden this feeling comes back. How many people are with me? And so we begin to become possessed by our possessions. And we look for something outside of us to try to make this feeling go away inside of us. Now, there's nothing wrong with that because that is an innate desire to want to change, to evolve. But we've just been conditioned into believing that we change by doing something outside of us. You still with me? Yep. So then, when the soul is asking you to pay attention to this feeling and you're not looking at it, the only thing you have left to do is try to create new experiences by buying new things or consuming new things so that you could create a new identity. But when the novelty wears off, this feeling comes back. And don't you know advertising companies know this? And they say to you, wear your hair this way, drink this beer, you know, drive this car. You know, take this drug and you'll look like this person and you begin to identify with all of those things to try to make this feeling go away. You still with me? And so what most people do is they wait for crisis or trauma or loss or disease when they're finally no longer trying to keep this all going. They take their attention off that reality and it begins to crumble. And everybody thinks they're losing their mind. And they are. And so, when we begin to look at these emotions, layer by layer, the bigger the gap, the bigger the emotional addiction. And people have these layers of emotions that keep them connected to the past. And as long as they're keeping their attention on their external reality, they no longer have to pay attention to how they feel inside of them. This is what they're hiding. They don't want anybody to know this is there's emptiness or there's sadness or there's pain in there. They want to create the persona that everything's okay and everybody's doing the same thing. You with me? And so when you begin to look at those emotions and you begin to unmemorize those emotions and you begin to liberate energy, because every time you unmemorize an emotion, you're closing the gap between how you appear to the world and how you are inside of you. Every time you unmemorize an emotion, you liberate energy. And that is available energy for you to create a new destiny with. Now, you with me? But a lot of people, you know, when they get past the sports car and they get past the new wardrobe and they get past the affairs and all of that stuff, and that feeling isn't going away, there's a whole nother level. And that's called addictions. So now the person starts to take drugs, or they start to gamble, or they start to shop too much, or they overeat, or they undereat, or What else do? Video game, pornography, drink, all of that stuff. And it is because they are innately trying to make this feeling go away as quickly as possible. You with me? And so the moment they take the drug, the moment they drink, the moment they shop too much or whatever, all of a sudden the feeling goes away. And they begin to correlate that change in their feeling with that thing. They begin to attach to that thing outside of them, and now they become dependent on it. You with me? Because in a matter of seconds, the moment they feel differently inside of them, they'll pay attention to what caused it. But if they're shopping a lot, or they're gambling a lot, or they're video gaming a lot, there's a huge release in the pleasure centers of the brain of dopamine and norepinephrine. And that release of those pleasure chemicals begins to desensitize the receptor sites in the brain. So the next time they shop, if they spent $5,000, now they have to spend $7,000 to make the feeling go away, because the receptor sites keep recalibrating to a higher and higher level and beginning to broaden the gap more and more. So it always takes a little bit more the next time. How many people are with me? Sounds like an addiction to me, doesn't it? So then, if you're gambling and you're spending $10,000 and you don't get the rush, you got to spend $15,000, because that's what it takes to stimulate those pleasure centers. And the pleasure centers begin to become hijacked to a higher and higher level. So you keep got to use more to make the feeling go away. How many people are with me? And so then, in the absence of that stimulation, we can't find pleasure from anything. Because now the body is reprogrammed to search for something outside of it to make it feel better. Now that is an innate desire to want to change, but we've just been conditioned into believing that it has to happen outside of us. How many people are with me? Yep. Now think about this. All the things you own and all the people you know and all the places you've lived and all the experiences you've had is defining this identity right here, and this is how you really feel inside of you. At the end of your life, when all of this goes away, what are you left with? This feeling right here. And you could be the smartest person, the most successful person, the most beautiful person, the most wealthy person, the most popular person, but if you haven't looked at this emotion, you haven't evolved in one lifetime.